As we walked out onto the frozen ground that used to be under about 2.5 meters of water, unexpected tears froze to our faces. It's one thing to read about the loss of a river or the retreat of a lake as the result of climate change. It's another altogether to stand in a spot that was once deep underwater and is now dry and desolate. There's a growing body of scholarship on the topic of climate grief being developed by Ashley Consolo, Karen Laudman, and others. And, to a certain extent, this scholarship has proven useful as we attempt to think through just what we experienced standing there on the shores of Kluane Lake. Our grief, after all, is nothing like that experienced by the Luan Man Kudan, Kluane Lake people, whose territory the Slims River has long fed with its glacial waters. Ours, in part at least, was the grief of someone whose actions and lifestyle, whether directly or indirectly, have helped to give rise to these changes in the North. We were witnessing, in other words, just what our own wealth and privilege have wrought on someone else's sacred lands.